there's major drama unfolding at a brand new AI startup called Thinking Machines, and Silicon Valley can't stop talking about it. The New York Times just dropped a bombshell story that's got everyone on X in a frenzy. Welcome to AI Daily Pulse. I'm your host. Today is the 21st of February 2026, and here's what the AI world is buzzing about on X. So let's dive into this Thinking Machines situation, because wow, this is juicy. The New York Times piece that dropped recently has the entire AI community glued to their screens. Now, we're still piecing together exactly what went down, but when a publication like The Times describes startup drama as riveting, you know something significant happened. The AI Breakthrough account on X flagged this story, and it's spreading like wildfire through the tech community. Here's what makes this fascinating. We're in this moment where AI startups are either the hottest thing in tech, or they're imploding spectacularly. There's no middle ground anymore. The pressure on these companies is immense. You've got billions of dollars flowing in, expectations through the roof, and everyone's racing to build the next breakthrough. That creates a pressure cooker environment. And apparently, something at Thinking Machines just boiled over. The timing is particularly interesting because we're seeing a maturation of the AI industry. It's not just about the technology anymore. It's about leadership, culture, and whether these companies can actually handle the weight of their own ambitions. I'll be watching to see how this unfolds and what it tells us about the state of AI startups in 2026. Now here's where it gets interesting. Let's talk about money. Peter Diamandis posted recently about the economic incentives driving AI right now, and his numbers are staggering. Andreessen Horowitz alone has raised billions specifically for AI investments. Billions with a B. And then he adds, multiply that across every major fund. Think about what that means. We're not talking about a gold rush. We're talking about something bigger. Every major venture capital firm on the planet is pouring resources into artificial intelligence. That kind of capital concentration creates incredible momentum, but it also creates incredible risk. When everyone's betting on the same horse, what happens if that horse stumbles? This ties directly back to the Thinking Machines drama. All that money creates pressure. It creates unrealistic timelines. It creates situations where founders might make decisions they wouldn't normally make. The economic incentives, as Diamandis points out, are overwhelming. But overwhelming cuts both ways. It can overwhelm your ability to build responsibly. It can overwhelm your judgment. This is something the AI community needs to reckon with as we move forward. Let's shift to something a bit more optimistic. India just wrapped up its AI Impact Summit 2026. This happened February 19th and 20th, so basically this week. And the scale of this thing is impressive. 50,000 square meters of exhibition space. That's massive. What I love about this is the focus on tangible outcomes. Not hype, not vaporware, but actual applications across industries and societies. India's positioning itself as a major player in the global AI ecosystem, and events like this show they're serious. They're not just consuming AI technology developed elsewhere. They're building, implementing, and showcasing their own innovations. This is part of a larger trend we're seeing in 2026. AI is becoming truly global. It's not just Silicon Valley anymore. It's not just the US and China. Countries like India are stepping up with their own visions for how AI should develop and what problems it should solve. That geographic diversity in AI development is healthy for everyone. Here's something that caught my eye from Ethan Mollick's X feed. He's been referencing work on artificial general intelligence, specifically early experiments with GPT-4. Now, GPT-4 isn't exactly new at this point, but the conversation around AGI is heating up again. The question isn't whether we'll get there anymore. The question is when, and what it'll actually look like when we do. Mollick's always been great at cutting through the hype and looking at what AI systems can actually do versus what we imagine they can do. That grounded perspective is crucial right now. Everyone wants to claim they're building AGI. But are we even using the same definition? That's the real question. And quick hits before we wrap. Aether just published a blog about AI agents booking GPU inference on their platform. That's the kind of infrastructure play that doesn't get headlines, but actually matters. AI needs compute power, and making that more accessible and automated is huge. Also, i4 Conferences announced their preliminary speaker lineup for America's largest AI conference. If you're planning your 2026 conference schedule, that's one to watch. So what's the takeaway from today? The AI industry in 2026 is experiencing growing pains. We've got drama at startups, unprecedented capital flows, global expansion, and infrastructure maturing behind the scenes. It's messy, it's exciting, and it's moving faster than ever. That's your AI Daily Pulse for the 21st of February 2026. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.